Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
26-23 the final. Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit on the call right there, Amazon Prime. Overtime, we were talking about it yesterday, Joe, and I need all the Niner fans to call in today. It's because there's nothing better than a victory Monday, unless it's a victory Friday, which is what we got today. 888-957-9570. There is so much to talk about, but first and foremost, the Niners had no business winning this game. They had no business. Short week. Division rival. The Rams have looked unstoppable at times. Probably should have beaten the Eagles. They've looked incredible. They're healthy, right? The Niners don't have a bunch of their Hall of Fame talent. No Bosa, no Kittle, no Ayuk. You don't have your two top receivers this season. No Pearsall and Jennings. You're missing some starters on the offensive line. You know, Christian McCaffrey is the same guy. You don't have your starting quarterback. And you win that game? Yeah, it's one of the best wins I have seen in the Kyle Shanahan 49ers era. I don't care if it's not a playoff game. I don't care if it's not a chance to go to the playoffs. Yeah, it's week five. But given everything that has taken place the last few days, Joe, for them to go down there and win that game in that fashion, I'm impressed. It's incredible.
It's one of the greatest wins of Shanahan's era, regular season or playoffs, period. I got just given everything you laid out. And then I get to Mac Jones. 30 years later, you bring up the name Elvis Gerback, and it rings hard. And people remember him for specific moments, but there's one. 30 years later, him going into Dallas, subbing in for Steve Young, throwing a dime to Jerry Rice early in that game, and blowing the top off the Dallas Cowboys. 30 years later, we remember it. Mac Jones, I am going to remember that performance for so long. The guts. The unbelievable precision. Outside of really like one or two throws, you know, the one late right before the field goal. I mean, oh my God, I thought it was picked. Oh my God. But Mac Jones, I disrespected you early on coming out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We couldn't measure what was inside this guy. His heart, his toughness, his ability to recognize where the blitz was coming and just ever so quickly get it out. How about that first touchdown pass to Jake Tonjes that he recognized right away? He's wide open. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. He had unbelievable precision, and you referenced it in the green room. Kendrick Bourne was incredible, but he had a huge, huge drop.
He did.
And to me, the thing Mac did last night, and you brought it up, and I'm going to echo it. It might have been the play of the night for him. After he drops that ball on third down, you feel like all the momentum's lost. And here comes Mac Jones running over to Kendrick Bourne, putting his arm around him and saying, it's all good. I got you. I got you. And Kendrick Bourne, play after play after play last night. Valdes-Scantling making plays. And Alfred Collins did more with one punch out and recover than Javon Kinlaw did in his entire career.
It was a total team win yesterday, Joe. It really was. Kendrick Bourne, Jake Tonjes, DeMarcus Robinson, Juszczyk,
everyone,
MVS, Luke Farrell had a catch. Every single person contributed to that win yesterday. And hats off to the coaching staff, Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. I know we talked a lot about Robert Saleh and the sign stealing stuff, Liam Cohen, whatever. The defense showed up yesterday in a big time way against I can't say this enough. This is a really freaking good Rams team.
Fully healthy offense.
Stafford, Kyren Williams, you got Devontae Adams, you got Puka Nacua, Tutu Atwell, right? They had guys named Terrence Ferguson who made an incredible catch, but it was Mac Jones. It was Kendrick Bourne. It was Jake Tonjes. That was the team and offense that ended up winning game.
What about my boy?
Oh, Eddie Pinheiro? Eddie Money?
Oh my God.
We need some Eddie Money rejoins today, Rizzotto. Filling in for Carter.
God.
By the way,
McCaffrey was outstanding.
Incredible.
Jake Tonjes was outstanding. You know, I know Jared Verse is, boy, we'll get into him. He's amazing. I thought McKivitz was incredible in the first half.
I thought the offensive line.
Second half was awful. First half was incredible.
I don't think you could have asked a lot more from that offensive line than they did yesterday.
Joe, I thought they won the game with their entire controlling of the ball and the script and the physicality and the guys making plays in the first half.
Yep.
In the first half, I thought they won that game. Now, they hung on for dear life. They found a way to scrape and claw. But, oh God, Mac Jones, guys, 888-957-9570. I don't even forget saying the name Brock Purdy today. We all owe Mac Jones an apology, just in general. It's one of the great individual quarterback performances, given everything we've laid out and the toughness. The guy dropped his pants at one point.
He did.
He's getting hit so damn hard. He's cramping up. You thought he blew his ACL. I thought he had a concussion. You know, Jared Verse is doing the Siragusa belly flop and then driving him into the turf. That game has flipped my mind on Mac Jones. I can go to war with this guy anytime. I don't care. Starter, backup, it doesn't even matter. I'm not even here to talk about what you do. Live in the moment. Give this man his flowers.
And we're going to do that today. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, where you at? Victory Friday here on the roast. We're talking Niners all day long. No, not just the ball placement. The footwork. The precision and the confidence and Joe, the decisiveness. That's
amazing.
What I saw immediately.
He was amazing.
This guy was in full control of everything. You heard it from Shanahan, even at the halftime report. He's just like, yeah, dude, guy's confident as hell. He's ripping it.
Dimes.
He's taking chances.
Catchable balls
every single time. You mentioned it. And not until late in that game where it was almost an interception and a game-losing interception, but it didn't matter. It didn't happen.
That was an oh-no throw to the highest degree.
And you know what? Had he thrown a pick in that game, like going into it, it's like, yeah, he'll probably have like a turnover or two because that's what backups do.
I know.
Through three games, three starts, he's only thrown one interception, lost one fumble.
Joe, Kendrick Bourne comes out of the game and every Niner's like, get him back in.
Oh, you know what they're calling
Kendrick
him?
Kendrick Bourne.
First text on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. By the way, quote, it's Kendrick Reborn.
I was opining for Kendrick Bourne to hurry up and get back in the game because we were throwing to Valdes-Scantling and Sky Moore.
Sky Moore, by the way, handling those knuckleballs from the Rams kicker yesterday.
Hey, Joe, we got bailed out by the kicker.
That bit him in the ass.
They had a kickoff that went out of bounds or didn't go far enough, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then they missed a field goal.
They did.
Finally, we hit the sidebar and it goes in. If Mac takes a sack on the play prior, I think he misses that because it's 5-6 yards back. That ball was going to be a for sure miss. I'm talking about the one that De Niro hit that went in.
Yeah.
Finally, like the doink goes our way.
Well,
we may have found the team
with worse special teams problems than the 49ers and it might be the Los Angeles Rams, given some of their losses. Their two losses literally could be put on the kicking in special teams. That blocked extra point was massive.
Joe, I need
PDLI. And they were due, Joe. They were due. The 49ers were due for a good special teams day, right? They were due for
They've
one.
They've been due for two decades.
For two decades.
For a good special teams performance.
Oh, my God.
Two decades. Joe, every single rub route that Puka and Devontae, it's an unguardable play. We get to the overtime, okay? It's fourth and two-ish. What do you think? Fourth and one and a half?
Yeah.
What do you think that was?
It was too long for a sneak. So
okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I am McVay, I am going wide set, meaning I got like two or three guys on either side of the formation, and I'm doing some little pick, rub. They were doing it all night. They did it on the touchdown play. It's unguardable. You get too close to Puka, and he's going to blow by you. You get too close to Devontae, he blows by you. You put those two together, you got to lay off him. And they just, it's a legal but yet illegal play where you kind of rub, you're
legal
running your route.
Rub route.
You're
yeah.
kind of screening. It's like a moving screen in basketball.
Yeah.
It's impossible to guard. And instead, you go kind of tighter formation, and you run into the teeth of our defense. And Alfred Collins, the second-year guy who looked like a giant stiff in all of training camp, comes through with the play of the life. Not only does he punch the ball out, punch the face mask, then recovers it. I'm stunned. And Robert Saul looked like he was ready to suit up as outside linebacker as he's running onto the field.
I thought yesterday the Rams as a whole, from top to bottom, they slept on the 49ers. They absolutely slept
on that
team.
Well, you can't sleep on us now.
They woke up in the second half, and they had an opportunity to win the game multiple times, but the 49ers stood up, stepped up. Marquise Siegel making plays. Diamond Lenore making plays.
The ball in the air. My guy looks like he's got a brown paper bag over his head. He cannot track the ball.
Sam Okwuonu. I saw Renardo Green making plays. D winners at times. Alfred Collins, right?
Who's this guy, 56 Gibson, I never even heard of?
He got called up for the practice squad.
I mean, they had two turnovers in this game. Joe, I don't even know what to say. I feel like I ran a marathon. I need Pedialyte.
I think Niners.
Man, Pedialyte, bagels, we need burritos. We need something. We're dying here.
He was offering to pay for breakfast yesterday. Of course, the day I elected not to get any. So maybe today he'll put that back on the table. Maybe not. I want to hear from the callers today,
I can't
today,
believe
though.
How good Mac Jones was. This guy coming out. I kind of thought he was soft. I kind of thought, and like, you know, you just never know. But like,
we thought he was a product of all the talent around him at Bama, right?
Kind of a front runner.
Okay.
Right, which to me is one of the worst labels you can have in life.
Yeah.
Is being a front runner. And I'm like, he's slow.
We all laughed at him because of what? The picture with his shirt off, looked a little pudgy.
You know, but I don't even care about body type.
No, but people did. Like, people were making fun of him through the draft process.
Yeah. But I also think it's like, hey, you played for Bama. You lived a very prestigious life in terms of you'll go to a smaller school and not play with elite weapons every single way. Like that at that time, Bama was not just one deep, they were two and three deep at every position.
He grew up in a privileged household for sure. Yes, he grew up with a lot of privileges, Mac Jones.
Yeah,
and people look at him in a certain way because of that.
Well, look,
yes.
I'll admit it. Like, you know, growing up with not a lot, like people that had a lot, I was jealous of. Yeah. And so I always try to knock them. And now that I've gotten a little older, I'm like, yeah, actually, you never know what people are going through.
No.
And you never know what's inside someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could talk about arm talent. We could talk about pocket presence. We could talk about his footwork, his unbelievable ability pre-snap to know who he wants to go to. Right? And not just stare that guy down and just get rid of it. Because last night, I think if he held on to the ball even longer, he'd have been sacked 100 times. He took the one sack, I believe, late in that game.
Yeah. And that was, he had no chance on that one, in my opinion.
His heart, his toughness was on full display last night. And look, I will raise my hand and I will say, Mac, I was unfamiliar with your game. And I don't know if you had to go through the crucible of the NFL and hit rock bottom to be able to resurface yourself. I don't know where this is going, Joe. But for one night, it's one of the best performances given the circumstances of everything that we laid out and who wasn't there and how hard he was getting planted into the ground. It's as good of a performance as I can remember from any athlete in the Bay Area. I'm dead serious.
How are you feeling?
It was an incredible performance.
How are you feeling in that third quarter when he went down and he was grabbing that leg?
My heart stopped. I thought he tore his ACL. I thought he had a concussion. And then they're like, it's cramps. I'm like, cramps?
Yeah.
The guy's got like a robo leg. He's got like five braces on his leg.
You know that why that makes sense to me? Because every single time the Amazon Prime broadcast would zoom in on his face before. No, drenched in sweat. It's almost like
get
that.
Get my guy a banana.
Well, no, you know the Key and Peele meme where it's like he's just sweating profusely? That was him. And then they would do it to Jared Verse, the same thing. I was like, isn't that a dome? But it's not because it's kind of open and it gets a little humid at SoFi Stadium because it traps the air down there. And if you guys were at the game, because I know a lot of Niner fans were at the game, I heard it from the very first snap of the game, 888-957-9570. It's a victory Friday.
If you win one game with your backup, wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, did your job.
We do a lot. I've been talking on air for 7 or 8 years. My theory is always like, if it's a three game, if a quarterback's out three games and I have the backup in, can he win one of those three?
One.
And I'm like, Brandon Allen, I was like, zero. He will win zero of those games. Mac Jones is like, you know what? I think he can win one. He has won three games for this team.
Three.
He's under contract again next year.
He is.
You know, Shanahan.
How does he do it?
You know, Shanahan, there are certain family members in my life. I love them. And I also, they drive me completely insane because they have very specific flaws. We all have flaws, but they have very specific flaws that you just want to strangle them for, right? And Shanahan philosophically hates drafting offensive linemen. I'm in the middle of that game as I see Mac Jones lying like his life is dying on the floor of the SoFi turf. And I go, if we don't draft two offensive linemen in our first four picks, I'm running Shanahan out of town myself.
Well, he loves drafting them and then not re-signing them also, whether it's Aaron Banks or Mike McGlinchey.
Joe, it is a blind spot. We would all agree.
Yes.
The line, the offensive line. Yes. He's going to get these quarterbacks killed.
Yeah.
But this son of a gun is as good of a play designer and as good of a game caller. When he knows the opponent and he's familiar with them, that first half, I don't say this lightly, and I know Steiny gets on goo, genius, and we throw these words around. That first half was as good, given who was out there, as a play design first half as I've ever seen. And I've been watching the 49ers for 42 years of my life. I have never missed a quarter. I have never missed a snap. I watch everything in real time. And I'm obsessed, maniacally, when it comes to this team. Obsessed. That's as good of a first half when you're throwing to a guy anyone in the league could have signed.
Yep.
In Sky Moore, anyone in the league could have signed. In Valdes-Scantling, anyone in the league could have signed. Week three, Kendrick Bourne. And you're throwing to them with Mac Jones, who no one in the league wanted. You've got Colton McKivitz, who we all said, really? You're going to give him an extension? You got Jake Brendel. Jake Brendel could walk into this room, shake everyone's hand, say, I'm Jake Brendel. We don't even know who you are. Number 64, you're doing it with Connor Colby? He looked like a traffic cone.
He's a rookie. He's learning. Drive by fire.
Jake Tonjes is from the Bay Area. I never heard his name.
Hey, don't sleep on Jake Tonjes. Tonjes is balling. He's been balling for this team.
Joe, they did it with plumbers, electricians, bus drivers, you know, radio technicians. They won a game in SoFi when the entire team's on IR. Every guy who's going to be in the Ring of Honor was not in that game except Fred Warner. And they won that game against that guy McVay and that guy Stafford and those guys Puka and Devontae and Jared Verse. I mean, this guy is one of the best players in the league.
I mean, and a guy named Landman.
And Shanahan went into their house and from the jump, beat them on the whiteboard.
He did. I thought Shanahan punked McVay yesterday.
I lost
yesterday.
My voice again.
I thought, is God, that Shanahan, from my video last night? That is from your video last night. The 1,000-yard stare of Sean McVay will never get old. When they just pan to him on the sideline, eyes glossed. Because you know what? I've seen the same look on Kyle Shanahan because of the special teams. Far too often. So it was nice if I was a Niner fan yesterday. Oh, good. Our special teams isn't the reason we're losing this game. It's their special teams that's sucking ass. great. That's awesome.
Joe,
and Thursday night, Joe, real quick, I'll let you finish.
Yeah.
Thursday night, weird stuff happens. It just does. Thursday night football, divisional opponents. It was in that building. Weird things could happen. Joe, it happened last year. And what happened last year at that building? Special teams bit him in the ass, did it not?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
What a difference can make.
No doubt.
And that team was even healthier than this current team.
The first kickoff, Sky Moore is like bobbling it like we're in a hot potato situation. I go, oh, my God.
Oh, the knuckle puck?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had the knuckle puck. Shout out, Mighty Ducks 2 with Kenan Thompson. That's what those balls were.
One of my favorite movies that not a lot of people have seen, it's called The Last Black Man in San Francisco. And they're on the Muni. And these two girls that aren't from the city are talking. They're clearly transplants.
Oh, yeah, you love referencing this one. Yeah.
And the kid interrupts.
City blows, big time. I mean, whatever. I'm not above living in a former crack house.
Oh,
yeah. But I came here for Janice and the airplane, not to work at a fucking startup.
Excuse me? You don't get to hate San Francisco.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you love it?
I mean, yeah, I'm here.
You don't get to hate it unless you love it.
That is me with Shanahan. You're not allowed to hate Shanahan anymore unless you love him. Because the guy drives me completely insane, and I love him. I do. And he drives me nuts, and I love him. I can't quit him. He is the drug of all drugs. I want to swear him off every single morning, and then he has that game. That game? That game. This is the guy who I almost feel like I could never forgive him for the overtime rules and not knowing it. Like, as Stafford is not understanding, you want the ball second! You want the ball second, so you get four chances down the field.
You know what I loved? Do you see Matt Stafford mouthing on the sideline? He's like, he fumbled the ball. When Alfred Collins did the punch out on Kyle Williams, he fumbled the ball, and then he just covered his face. That's the lasting image of yesterday
Shanahan,
for me.
Shanahan, you sick individual. I freaking love you.
Oh, we got an emergency coming up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.